Hey, it's Sam here from RecipeThis.com. And we've beeped. I wonder what we're cooking today using our kitchen gadgets. Today's kitchen gadget recipe is for one of my favourite comfort foods of all time, and that is cheesy chips. Whenever I had some chips left from the takeaway the next day, they would be reheated in the microwave with plenty of cheese on and then dunked into some mayonnaise, and they were just absolutely delicious. But of course, when you reheat chips in the microwave, they often lose the crispiness, go a bit soggy, but when you're young, you don't really mind, especially when there's no better way of doing them. But thanks to the air fryer, you can do a brilliant job of reheating your chips, and you can add loads of cheese to make beautiful cheesy chips with, and they can just be like the cheesy chips you have when you go out for dinner. One of my favourite places for going out for dinner too was, I'd call it a gastropub really, and they used to do lovely cheesy chips with spring onion on top. Or I know some people call these green onions. And they were just so delicious. And now using our favourite air fryer basket, we love to recreate them in the air fryer. So you'll need leftover chips, of course. Or you can air fry some chips and then finish them off by adding the cheese and whatnot. And then we used 75 grams each of grated mozzarella cheese and then some grated cheddar cheese. Though, of course, you don't have to weigh this. Just sprinkle the top of your chips with your favourite cheeses and you're good to go. And then, of course, we used 2 spring onions, and this was plenty. And then, of course, don't forget the silicone pan with handles. They're perfect for doing the cheesy chips in. I wouldn't use them for actually cooking the chips itself in because it'll stop them getting crispy. But for adding the cheese on top once you've cooked the chips, then it's perfect. So place the leftover chips into your silicone cake pan and add a layer of the mozzarella cheese. Chop up your spring onion and place over the mozzarella. Then add another layer of grated cheese. So that means your spring onions aren't on top, the kind of an in-between layer as it's cooking. And the cheese will just melt onto them and it's perfect like this. And then place the silicone pan back into the air fryer basket and air fry for 5 minutes at 180 Celsius, 360 Fahrenheit, or until the cheese is fully melted and you're starting to get a slight crisp on the spring onions. And then you're ready for serving. And there's your cheesy chips. Or if you live in the US, you'll call them cheesy French fries. Thanks so much for listening, and I just love talking about all my favourite air fryer recipes with you so that you can recreate them at home. And if you've not heard, it's getting closer and closer and closer to the release date of our air fryer cookbook, and to celebrate this, we are now running a giveaway. And this is for anybody can enter this giveaway that has pre-ordered our air fryer cookbook. And it's the opportunity to win our complete air fryer accessories and the accessories we use in the air fryer the most, which is valued at over £150 worth of air fryer accessories. As well as this, you'll get, without having to enter the giveaway, this is yours for free just for pre-ordering. And that's our time and temps chart, which covers all the main air fryer recipes that we do the most, that we don't need to consult a cookbook all the time to do them, and we just want that time and temp list on our fridge for easy access, such as wanting to know the time and temp for cooking some chicken breasts, or maybe you want to cook some frozen French fries in the air fryer. We've got all this covered for you in here. So if you head over to RecipeThis.com, search giveaway, you'll find out all the details about getting your time and temp chart, pre-ordering if you haven't done so already, as well as entering the competition for the chance to win our massive air fryer accessories bundle. So again, thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to share even more air fryer recipes with you.